Hey, good morning. It is Monday, October the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2025. It's Monday again, and that means we're launching into a new week of awakening and of sowing and of blessing many other people. Who's ready? Well, this is your wake-up call. I'm John David Walt, and here we go. Let's begin with consecration today. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, I just had a thought just this past week. I was thinking about that wake up sleeper, right? That's the invitation. We have three calls here. Wake up, then rise from the dead. You know what that means? Grow up. And then Christ will shine on you. You know what that means? Light up. Wake up, grow up, and light up. And you know, the amazing thing that happens when you light up is you lighten up, right? We're not looking to become more spiritually serious or sort of especially not legalistically religious. Jesus says, you know what? If this feels too hard for you, you're not doing it right. That's a sign you're not doing it right. He said, my load is easy. My burden is light. He's not coming to add more to your list. He's not coming to lay burdens on you, especially like moralistic, legalistic, shame-oriented burdens. He's coming to take them off. He's coming to fill you with his love, his life, his light, his goodness. Wake up. Grow up, light up. How about that? Well, that was all free today. And now we are diving in. It's Monday. Already you're feeling lightening up out there. I can tell I am. It's going to be a good day. Today's entry is entitled The Kingdom of God at Starbucks. It's the Little Things, Part 2. Our text, we've already read Luke chapter 13. We're going to dial into the focus, verses 18 to 21. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches." Again, he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough." That's the word of the Lord. Now consider this. I witnessed this up close and personal last week in a Starbucks. I got there early because I do try to practice what I preach every single day, aka wake up, sleeper, because these wake-up calls don't write themselves. So what's early for you? I hear you asking me. Well, let's just say this is the only Starbucks I've ever seen that opens at 4:30 a.m. It turns out this is the busiest Starbucks in the country. And I say that not hyperbolically, but by data. As I walked in, there were 10, count them, 10 employees. And in Waffle House form, they all shouted, "Good morning," to me. The first and only customer at Opening Bell. As I got my coffee, I know you want to know, what do I get at Starbucks? Okay, get ready to write this down. Grande soy chai with 5 pumps, an espresso shot, no water, extra hot, nothing but net. And I took a seat. As I took my seat, employee number 11 appeared. Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches." Employee number 11 will henceforth be known as the mustard seed. This young woman was nothing short of extraordinary. For the next 4 hours, I had a front row seat on nothing short of a demonstration plot of the kingdom of God blowing up at 555 Cool Springs Boulevard in Franklin, Tennessee. The mustard seed loved every single person who walked through the door. As she saw each person, I could almost see her heart going out of her body to welcome them. About every 10th customer she knew personally, calling their name and pulling half of them into a full embrace. I was mesmerized as one woman came through the door who had obviously not been around in a while. The mustard seed became overwhelmed with the hospitality of heaven as something like a prodigal son comes home party broke out around the mobile order pickup counter. As I looked closer, I could see tears in the eyes of the customer. As the mustard seed locked eyes with her, now holding both of her hands, I found myself beginning to tear up. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches. Meanwhile, there is a line of cars completely circling the building while the line of patrons is stretching out the door. Friends, I've been to a lot of busy Starbucks over the years. Nothing even comes close to this experience I had on Wednesday morning. The mustard seed had become a mighty tree. Her hospitality was contagious as she moved from serving drinks to cleaning counters to making sure the shelves were filled with water bottles. Then it hit me. The other 10 employees were playing off of her ethos and energy. As we all, like birds, perched in the branches, it was a vibe. Everybody in there felt like a wake-up call sower rolling up into the Gillette Methodist Church on a Sunday morning and being swarmed by love, which happens about every week now, by the way. That's the kingdom of God, the very vibe of heaven. And it starts with the smallest seed. And it could be coming to a Starbucks near you, or a jail, or a hospital, or a nursing home, or an elementary school, or a hardware store, or a bait shop, or open parentheses, your daily grind here. And I'll have to say, it was the only time the $7 coffee has truly been worth it. And I'll be back tomorrow. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the tiny mustard seed. You are the great tree. You are the kingdom of God, and you are in me. That rhymed. Indeed, you are in us together. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring this vibe in and around and through me every single day. in every place I go. Awaken me to the possibilities of what you can do with a single seed. Grace me to be the seed today. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. And in your name, Jesus, amen. Our journal prompts today. Journal out a story where you have witnessed such a surprising inbreaking of the kingdom of God in an everyday setting on the earth. It's kind of breathtaking, really. I mean, this was all at once ordinary and extraordinary. Sometimes I think, especially in these kinds of matters, kingdom of God matters, ordinary meets up with extraordinary, and there's another word for that. It's supernatural, right? There's something breaking in here. They're doing ordinary things, but it's carrying extraordinary presence and weight. Kind of reminds me of one of our sowers, Joe Sieber, at the Blue Water Outriggers down there in Port St. Joe, Florida. I've got to go there sometime. We're hoping to do a taco tour down there in 2026. But I'm always seeing pictures of him. He's out there just ministering to people all day long, just loving people. Right in the middle of his ordinary, everyday work context. You know, it's not about being a religious person. It's about being a loving person. It's about seeing other people. It's about recognizing, like, what's the big thing here? Where can I keep my eye on the ball? Every day we got this opportunity, friends. Every single day. And one of the great lines in the Sower's Creed, I think it says something like, today, I will love others as Jesus has loved me. Today, I will sow the extravagance of the gospel everywhere I go and into everyone I meet. And you know what the gospel is? It's Jesus. It's his presence. This is why we consecrate. We're like, I belong to you. You're the star of this show, Jesus. I'm following you from the inside today. And as I go, I'm going to be receiving from you. I'm going to be releasing what's broken about me. I'm going to be growing. I'm going to be transformed. And that's consecration to transformation. And that becomes demonstration. It's real, friends, and we're a part of it. And I'm honored to be in it with you. What are we going to sing today? I'm wondering, what are we going to sing? How about we do this? How about we sing? I'm just going to lead us in a couple of choruses today. It's Monday. We're going to sing, I'll try to print the words in the entry. I don't think they're in our hymnal. We're going to sing, He is Lord. But before that, we'll sing, Praise the Name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust, praise the name of Jesus. And then we'll sing, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. You ready? Let's see if I can find us a note. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress, he's my deliverer, in him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Let's just take it one more step today. And we exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, Lord, just sing it to him. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, well, we've lifted him up, and that's what we're going to do all day long. He says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. And so it's pretty simple, isn't it? We don't have to draw people to Jesus. We just have to lift him up. He'll draw people to himself, and he loves to do it through our lives. Just us being that mustard seed planted wherever we find ourselves, he'll grow the tree up. Other people will find room to perch in its branches. That's the kingdom of God. That's what it's like. Thank you, Jesus, for making it plain to us. It's time to hit the fields. It's Monday. Jesus has been waiting for this week. It's going to be a good week. He's in charge. We're following him. Can't wait to hear your stories from the field. Get your seeds. I got mine. I'm going to get Dad. Dad's going to be with me this week. We're going to do some singing in the seed house back in Gillette. I'm looking forward to that. And he is too. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.